Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
It has been stated by many that the first month of our presidency, it's our presidency, is the most successful in the history of our nation. By many. And what makes it even more impressive is that, do you know who number two is? George Washington. How about that? I don't know about that list, but we'll take it.
There you go.
It was very much like a campaign rally. It was entertaining. The fake not so too and so twos aren't so twos anymore. I refer to it as the SOTAC, the state of the ass kicking speech, as it was a, one of our charming correspondents described it as a curb stomping of Democrats. I never use that term because I find it disgusting and I don't like violence. But as a snapshot of the current political landscape, it was so revealing in ways that we will discuss.
Wow. I saw some MSNBC coverage afterwards. One of the hosts, I think it was Rachel Maddow, called Trump's recognition of that cancer survivor kid disgusting. Not only something you don't stand and cheer for or have tears streaming down your face because it was so damn cute, disgusting is what MSNBC called it.
Right, right. He was trying to use the goodwill toward the poor cancer-stricken boy to justify his Hitlerian dictator urges or something, blah, blah, blah. So when their side does it, it's brilliant, and when the other side does it, it's a horror. Okay.
Yeah. That's where we are.
Ho-hum.
One other thing, I saw this on Morning Joe today on MSNBC. Somebody, I'm guessing somebody who hates Trump, had a live mic on J.D. and Johnson behind Trump before Trump walked in. And so they had some of the audio of when they're just standing there talking while everybody's milling around before the thing started, and they played it
on
Morning Joe.
That's interesting.
Yeah, how did that leak out? Somebody's in charge of the sound. I mean, there are mics there, and if there are mics there, I mean, we're in this business. If there are mics around you, they can be turned on, or they can be listened to in queue, and you can record them in queue, and whatever. And somebody recorded it and got it to Morning Joe, and they played it. Luckily for J.D. and Speaker Johnson, that was nothing horrifying. J.D., wise enough, he started to say something, and then he pulled Johnson in close and whispered it in his ear, so he knew there were live mics around, possibly. But how uncool is that?
Yeah, wow. That's somebody on the House technical staff, no doubt. It's got to be.
Again, when will the norm breaking end? When will the norm breaking end? The fact that a Democrat, an old man Democrat, stood up and just wouldn't stop yelling, and Speaker Johnson had to say, okay, you got to stop yelling or we're going to kick you out of here, basically. And yeah, the old man kept yelling, and so they brought the cops over, you know, the House cops, and right, ushered him on out of there. But the fact that that's barely even news today shows you where we are. If that had happened 20 years ago, it would have just been crazy.
Right. Honestly, though, it was so clearly performative.
Oh, yeah.
We'll play you some clips in a second. A crazy, old, woke, cane-shaking, old fart decides to make himself a hero by getting kicked out. All right, so you're not going to sit down. Now we got to kick you out. Let's go through the... We'll waste 30 seconds of our lives there. Now you're happy. Now you're out.
My first thought is I'd like to go to his Twitter page and see how many people he just gained and how much fundraising he gets to do off of that, because that's the era we live in.
Sure.
I had another point on that. What was my other point? Oh, but not that many years ago, your own party would have disowned you for acting like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have thought it was cool. You'd have been disowned by your party. You'd have been kicked off any committee. No, that's not the way we act. That's just, you know, we live in a different era. And I just, like I said earlier, how far will it go? When is the pendulum swung clear to the end of breaking norms and you know, not following any unwritten rules anymore? I just wonder how far we have to go.
TBD, my friend. I let you know when it happens. Here's how it opened, Michael. Hit it. Come on.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
What clip was that? Number 40, Michael. Here's how it began.
That was 40.
All right, this again. Good Lord. All right, play the next one then.
Members of the United States Congress, thank you very much. And to my fellow citizens, America is back.
That's a good opening.
It is. Next clip.
6 weeks ago, I stood beneath the dome of this Capitol and proclaimed the dawn of the golden age of America. From that moment on, it has been nothing but swift and unrelenting action to usher in the greatest and most successful era in the history of our country. We have accomplished more in 43 days than most administrations accomplished in 4 years or 8 years, and we are just getting started.
So that was fine, and the Republicans were very pleased with it, and it was your typical gung-ho opening 90 seconds or so, but here's where it turned ugly and controversial.
The presidential election of November 5th was a mandate like has not been seen in many decades. We won all 7 swing states, giving us an electoral college victory of 312 votes. We won the popular vote by big numbers and won counties in our country.
Kill him! Stone him!
Beat him with his own cane! So that was Al Green, not the legendary soul singer, but a different ancient guy. Would you have Rich Lowry's joke handy? That was so good. He's this crazed old guy who even the Democrats are like, oh, God, here he goes again. He's one of those characters. But he was standing there bellowing angrily as if Trump had traversed his lawn and literally shaking his cane.
Yeah, Rich Lowry tweeted out, Democrats are the party of the future, and if you don't believe them, they have a 77-year-old man shaking his cane to prove it.
It was
we're the party of the hip and the young. I'm 80 years old, shaking my cane. Oh,
it was
God.
So silly. It was truly entertaining. And I get what you're saying about norm breaking and decency and mutual respect and that sort of thing. And I value that. I am not cynical about that at all. But in terms of pure entertainment, I was just delighted. Anyway, where were
we? Okay, well, then release a lion in there. I mean, if the goal is to just be entertained. Yes, Michael.
You're going to see lawmakers doing TikTok challenges.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh, dumping buckets of ice water over their heads or trying to eat cinnamon or God knows what else. Yeah, yeah, right. Hey, I say try the lion thing once. Let's not be can't-do guys. Maybe, who knows? But as I said last hour, as a snapshot of the current political scene, I thought it was it was really revealing and incredibly discouraging for Democrats. And again, here's your note of caution. These things change. They move in cycles. I tell you what, you want to talk about one organization on earth that can screw up a good thing. It's the Republican Party. But so the president was just brimming with confidence throughout the whole speech, although he lost me. It was interminable. It was the longest ever, right?
Longest ever, yep.
And the second, third, fourth, and fifth longest ever were like twice as long as they needed to be. So mm-hmm. it was like designed to, I wouldn't do that to Al-Qaeda, make them listen to the whole thing. But anyway, so the president was quite confident, and the Republicans in the chamber were ebullient.
Did he not mostly read off a teleprompter, which means somebody wrote a 90-minute speech?
Mostly, although in Trumpian fashion, he departed from it to riff a little bit a number of times. I couldn't tell you how much. I wasn't really paying attention to that, but some. But anyway, and then they had a number of guests, including the beautiful little lad who's been fighting cancer, and his thing is he's always wanted to be a cop, so he gets honorary deputy badges from various departments and Trump. We can play you the tape. I think we have it around here somewhere, although if our lists are off, Michael, I can ask for them, and it's not going to do us any good. Okay. Do we have the little lad? There's so many clips. Somebody shout into Michael's ear if he can figure it out. But anyway, just back to the snapshot thing. So you had all of that going on, and it was all coming off very well, just in terms of political theater. And the Democrats' response was, A crazy old lunatic shaking his cane at Trump, as we've discussed. B, they're like dressed in colors that nobody knew, and there were several different colors, and nobody could. And then holding up these dopey little signs that looked exactly like Wile E. Coyote in the Roadrunner cartoons with various Elon Steels or No Doge or, you know,
not
lies,
true. Yeah.
Not true, yeah, whatever. And it came off as so pathetic and aimless. Oh, and then the other aspect of it was, and Trump riffed about this in 47. Go ahead and I'll play 47. I thought it was a key moment politically.
This is my fifth such speech to Congress. And once again, I look at the Democrats in front of me, and I realize there is absolutely nothing I can say to make them happy, or to make them stand or smile or applaud. Nothing I can do. I could find a cure to the most devastating disease, a disease that would wipe out entire nations, or announce the answers to the greatest economy in history, or the stoppage of crime to the lowest levels ever recorded. And these people sitting right here will not clap, will not stand, and certainly will not cheer for these astronomical achievements. They won't do it, no matter what. Five times I've been up here. It's very sad, and it just shouldn't be this way.
You know, and that's plenty of that. He missed a great opportunity. Not long after that, he was talking. He went through a list of the insane things Doge has found that we're all, you know, pretty acquainted with at this point. And he could have said, we just found hundreds of millions of dollars of waste of taxpayer money. Why are you not applauding stopping the waste of taxpayer money? Are you in favor of wasting taxpayer money? Help me understand. You know, something like they could have just killed him like for the next five election cycles, but he did not.
Yeah, that's a good one. So he had a long list of like trans coloring books for penguins in Antarctica, or various things that were funny.
Yeah, $59 million for hotel rooms for illegal immigrants in New York, right. All sorts of stuff like that. There are some other highlights, culture stuff, that is so incredibly important. We'll get to it in a little bit.
I can't believe that they're going to continue to cheerlead dudes participating in girls sports based on all
so
the polling.
It
it's crazy. It's just crazy. Yeah. We got more on the way. Any thoughts? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-352-9239. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-352-9239. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-352-9239. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-352-9239. 800-352-9239 or BigLou.com.
Preborn helps to save the lives of unborn children. This year, that miracle of life may happen more than 50,000 times. You see, while Roe v. Wade was overturned, returning decisions on abortion to each state, what's known as the abortion pill has superseded surgical abortions, accounting now for 60% of all of them. Preborn's network of clinics are on standby for women in their darkest hour, and they meet them with love and free services to help them choose life for their unborn child. Preborn and their network of clinics have rescued over 330,000 babies' lives to date. But their work has just begun, as every day, thousands of babies' lives hang in the balance. Your tax-deductible donation of any amount is crucial in the fight for life and the heartbeat of our nation. Will you help us? All proceeds will go towards life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250. Say baby or donate securely at preborn.com/hope. That's preborn.com/hope. Sponsored by Preborn.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. When I started the brand, I wanted to make the perfect fitting untucked shirt. And over the years, we changed the way guys think about how they dress. The secret was our obsession over fabric quality, listening to what our customers wanted, and making everything fit perfectly. Our fit team has mastered pants, polos, sports coats, and more. So we've got you covered from head to toe. Try what millions of guys already know and love. Shop today at Untuckit.com or our 80-plus stores worldwide.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Maybe you'd see a movie by yourself, take a rejuvenating nap, curl up with a good book, or catch up with an old friend. Or maybe you just enjoy doing nothing for once. The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you so that you can make it a priority. And therapy can help you figure that out. A therapist can guide you through the process of defining your values and understanding your priorities, so you know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We're getting wokeness out of our schools and out of our military, and it's already out, and it's out of our society. We don't want it. Wokeness is trouble. Wokeness is bad. It's gone. It's gone. And we feel so much better for it, don't we? Don't we feel better?
That was getting toward the end during the just riffing. Just, it's fine. I'm just going to talk till I get tired of talking section of the speech.
You know what woke means? It means you're a loser.
So he did get into the social stuff. Jack, were you going to jump in there before I plunge ahead with the clips?
I was 90 minutes of the longest one anybody's ever given, even longer than Bill Clinton's, which has been mocked for years of being a drone-a-thon. Trump's was longer for whatever reason. I speculated earlier that he might understand that people don't watch these anymore and they're just going to live on in clips, and why not put as many clips out there as possible? I don't know. But Charles C.W. Cook made the point that Thomas Jefferson set the precedent of sending a written message to Congress, believing that a personal delivery resembled a speech from a throne too much. So he didn't want that look of a monarchy. So we'll deliver it in writing. Woodrow Wilson is the one that started it with showing up in person and ending that tradition. And that's how we end up with what we had last night.
So we're going to skip ahead a little bit as I eye the clock. He's talking about ending DEI and we'll be woke no longer. Let's hear 52, Michael.
We have removed the poison of critical race theory from our public schools, and I signed an order making it the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
And then let's jump right into 53, because it's on the same theme.
I also signed an executive order to ban men from playing in women's sports. 3 years ago, Peyton McNabb was an all-star high school athlete, one of the best, preparing for a future in college sports. But when her girls' volleyball match was invaded by a male, he smashed the ball so hard in Peyton's face, causing traumatic brain injury, partially paralyzing her right side and ending her athletic career. It was a shot like she's never seen before. She's never seen anything like it. Peyton is here tonight in the gallery, and Peyton, from now on, schools will kick the men off the girls' team or they will lose all federal funding.
I liked what Bill McGurn said in the Wall Street Journal. He talks about the president saying, no matter what I do, these people sitting right here, the Democrats, will not clap. They will not recognize it. What the American people saw on their TV screens only confirmed what the president said. This was underscored by the absurd sight of Democratic women wearing pink to protest the negative effect they say Mr. Trump's policies have had on women. And this, one day after not a single Democratic senator voted to protect female athletes by keeping males out of women's and girls' sports. All Democrats did Tuesday night was to confirm why they lost in November.
I can't believe they're going to die on that hill, of all things.
It's like 85-6.
Right, it ain't going to get better.
As an issue.
Among things coming up, I'm going to start going to Katie for my medical advice. She diagnosed me correctly in my sickness last week, and I should have listened to her. And much more on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY. It's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's I-Z-E-R-V-A-Y.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company, a professional contemporary dance ensemble, for Precipice, a dance performance, on March 8th and 9th at Shasta College Theater. This moving dance production explores the precipices of life, the moments of change, uncertainty, courage, and hope. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by captivating dance and storytelling on March 8th at 7 p.m. and March 9th at 2 p.m. Get your tickets today by searching Commune Dance Company Precipice on Google, and it will take you right to our Eventbrite link.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Show.
The Los Angeles grocery store chain Erewhon is facing criticism for offering a single strawberry for $19, or for the same price, they'll let you look at an egg.
By the way, I mentioned that the other day. If you've never been to one of those grocery stores, if you're ever in the Los Angeles area, go to one of those grocery stores. It's unbelievable.
And what's it called again?
Erewhon, that which is nowhere spelled backwards or close to it. That's
damn
where the
hippies.
Name comes from. Yeah,
what
damn hippies.
The heck?
Damn
a normal
hippies.
Name like Piggly Wiggly or
you
something.
You
like got to
be a rich hippie because it's everything in there is super expensive. But the choices are just amazing. Anyway, who knows what things are going to cost here in the near future with the whole tariff battle going on? How long will that last? Well, here's old Lutnick, one of our new favorite guys in the cabinet. He's the Secretary of Commerce. He was on TV just a little bit ago.
The president is listening to the offers from Mexico and Canada. He's thinking about trying to do something in the middle. He's thinking about it. We're talking about it. When I leave here, I'm going to go talk about it with him. And I think early this afternoon, we expect to make an announcement. And my thinking is it's going to be somewhere in the middle. So not 100% of all products and not none. Somewhere in the middle because I think Mexico and Canada are trying their best, and let's see where we end up. So I do think somewhere in the middle is a likely outcome.
So similar to the last couple of times we've had big tariff things happen, maybe like within a day, they're going to announce, it's off, we got what we wanted. Or a lot of it's off, or part of it's off, or whatever. I guess we'll see.
Right. And not surprisingly, the markets have at least tweaked upward a little bit, feeling more optimistic. We'll see. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Or it won't.
Yeah, and we'll let you know at the time. Just, you know, it's funny.
What am I going to do? I'll react to, you know, I'll adjust my life accordingly.
Yeah, it's the age of hyperbole and the age of desperation for clicks. And so whether it's weather reports, which is one of the worst, I mean, it's like the rarest thing in broadcast media is for somebody to underestimate how bad a storm might be. Because every storm that sweeps across the nation, ABC News is the worst, is the killer storm that's paralyzing the Midwest or the East or whatever. Every storm is coming for you and your children. And it almost never pans out. And if it does, you know what to do.
Well,
you live there.
Well, nobody ever leads with, it's winter and it's going to snow. Surprise, surprise.
And so we're probably stupid not to engage in that much, but the tariff thing, yeah, could have some effect, but we'll have to see how long it lasts, and you know, economics tends to counterbalance itself, and blah, 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 so we'll have to find out. Sorry, if you came here to be terrified or whatever, you're not going to get it.
Other developing story, so Trump, during his, whatever that speech was last night, mentions that Zelensky...
That's the SOTAC, Jack, the state of the ass-kicking. That's what I'm calling it.
Zelensky put out a statement to Trump that, hey, I'm willing to sign the deal or whatever. I'll show up in a suit and apologize or something along those lines.
Essentially, yeah.
Anyway, CIA Director John Ratcliffe was on Mario Bartiromo's show today and said the U.S. has paused weapons shipments and intelligence to Ukraine. We've cut off their intelligence, which was really a big part of what our aid was. After the meeting in the Oval Office on Friday, Ratcliffe says he looks forward to lifting the pause and working with Ukraine towards peace following the letter to the POTUS. But, man, that's some serious hardball. And they're fighting literally for their survival.
And I wonder, like many people wonder, where's the hardball toward Putin? Could be the answer is it's just secret. It's not public. I think a lot of the media class... assumes that it doesn't exist at all. I doubt that. I certainly hope that's not true, because Putin is an evil, child-murdering, abducting, genocidal lunatic.
Anti-Christian, anti-everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Anti-everything but his wealth. Katie, congratulations on diagnosing me correctly last week.
I diagnosed you with so many things last week. What was it?
You said I had the flu. I had the flu. I went to the doctor yesterday, and they told me. So you had it dead on.
Call me Dr. Green.
Exactly. I didn't know this particular flu. I guess I got the current version. You have a terrible, terrible stomach. That comes with your whole cold symptoms.
See, wow. I've had the flu maybe a handful of times in my life, and it's always come with stomach problems.
Well, I don't know if I've ever had the flu before, so I don't have any.
Yeah, and there are a lot of things people call the flu that isn't the flu, so it kind of muddies the waters. But, you know, if you're feeling, ill, you're feeling ill.
Oh, it was horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
You know, I'm reminded of COVID, engineered in the Wuhan Institute, courtesy of Dr. Fauci and what's his name, Peter Daszak, that it causes a dozen different problems. Weird, bizarre. How can one virus affect you neurologically and give you the galopatrots? It's terrible.
First of all, do you think I would have not gotten the flu if I'd have gotten a flu shot? Could have I avoided the week of being sick in the way I feel right now if I'd have gotten the flu shot?
Nobody knows. It depends how the formulation was this year and whether it matched the particular strain you got.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm an anti-tasker. And the getting myself there and actually getting the shot just is beyond my reach. So that's the main reason I don't get a flu shot every year. It's not any philosophy of any kind.
Right.
The other interesting thing is I did the day walk-in care thing and went in because it had been more than 10 days that I've been sick, and it's starting to get worse. That's in the past in my life. If you start to get better and then you start to get worse, it's something that needs antibiotics. And they gave me antibiotics, and so we'll see what happens. But the doctor commented on how much he liked the way I was dressed. And
hello.
And just briefly, very briefly. I mean, it's not like he dwelled on it or raised his eyebrows or anything like that. It was just a very casual conversation. But I've never had that happen before.
I have no memory. This was yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
I have no memory of how you were dressed yesterday.
I was very average.
Sorry, I'm a poor co-host.
Jeans, T-shirt, jean jacket.
Wow.
Cowboy boots. Okay. Pretty much my usual. Right.
Did you give him your number?
Because that's a bit of a, I don't know, maybe Freddie Mercury look there. Maybe he was... sending you a little subtle message. I don't know.
Yeah, there was somebody on Twitter. Did I mention this on Twitter the other day that said, I saw Jack at the airport. He is dressed very gay.
Oh, that's a nice comment.
So the reason I bring this up is then I went to the pharmacy and the 20-year-old working there at the pharmacy said, I really like your style. I love the way you're dressed all the time when you're here. I
thought, dude or dudette?
This was a girl. But I just thought, I must be. I got to be trying too hard or something, or I've got a bit of a look at that sick, sad old man. Bless his heart. Let's say something nice. I think it might be that.
Hey, you know what? If pity's all there is available, I'll take pity.
Let's just brighten his day somehow today, because it looks like he's really up against it.
Wow.
I don't know. I just thought it was odd that it happened like twice in the span of an hour.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what's going on there.
Yeah, well, I don't. Maybe you go with that look. The people have spoken.
So you don't have an opinion on the flu shot, though? Do you get the flu shot every year, Katie? Do you get the flu shot every year?
I do. I have never had a flu shot.
I've had one.
You're too young. It doesn't matter.
I've had one in my life, and I probably will never get another one again. The one I got was we mentioned it on the air, and somebody stopped by the station and gave it to me. And I'm not sure it was a nurse or if it was actually the flu vaccine, because we didn't check their credentials. She just came into the studio and gave me a shot.
What?
Well, you're blind for a week, so that made me wonder if, you know, I don't know, maybe.
That's the only flu shot I've ever had. You do get it every year, Joe?
Almost every year, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a great doctor, and he's in favor of it, and he's a straight shooter, so that's fine.
I think all doctors are in favor of it. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody who's not in favor of it. But.
It's a bit of a guessing game because they formulate it before they understand precisely what strains are going to be where.
Do you have any idea what, maybe you could look this up, Katie, what percentage of people get the flu shot? Do most people do it or do the vast majority of people not? I don't actually even know.
Again, it varies a great deal by age.
Okay.
According to the Google, 45% adults age 18 and older get the flu shot.
Okay, so nearly half of all adults get the flu shot. Well, that's interesting.
But it's 75% 60 plus.
I did not know that. Michael, do you get it?
No.
Okay, there you go.
I went to the doctor.
Speaking of which.
We're all RFK Jr. fans around here.
I had a doctor's appointment last week, and they asked me, they said, oh, you're due for your COVID shot. I'm like,
oh, what?
I'm no thanks. I'm good.
Due
what?
For my COVID shot.
Yeah, you're due for your COVID vaccine. I'm like, no, I'm not.
You're due for a slapping. Play clip 18, Michael, 18.
It's been a roller coaster following the Pope's health crisis, because a couple of days ago we were told that the Pope was stable, that we'd heard of improvement, and now we hear of these crises, the Pope, according to the Vatican, had an accumulation of mucus that caused these problems that had to be aspirated. Now, Francis has been in hospital for 18 days battling pneumonia in both lungs.
You know, similarly,
I've been following this story.
Similarly,
yeah.
If I had died, Joe would have had to get a new co-host and you'd have seen white puffs of smoke when he finally chose one.
Right. I feared it was an AOM, an accumulation of mucus, and sure enough it is. So.
Oh, man. Well, I hope he's okay, even though I hate his politics, the Pope, but I don't want him to die.
Yeah, but, I do too.
But so then, we'd go through that whole choosing a Pope thing, and
right up there with the Academy Awards to me.
Well, that's kind of what I was going to bring up. Has it lost some of the reverence that it once had? The Pope choosing.
Here's the way I would answer it. It has lost the automatic reverence that it once had. It could be the Catholic Church finds itself a really good, smart, wise Pope. And given the enormity of the Catholic Church and its importance in many societies, that could be a force for good, I think, or maybe at least cleaning up some of the bad. If they go with another communist, South American communist.
Culture warrior.
Exactly. Then not so good. Not so much.
A little more Pope John Paul II, a little less whatever this guy's name is.
Yeah, with a little more aggression toward the child, getting rid of the child molesters. Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, nothing.
Came across one of those great government waste stories yesterday, and this is not some Elon exaggeration, as a lot of things Elon has mentioned have turned out. He's taken down the tweets. This is for real, and it's so damn maddening. Maybe we'll get to that in hour three. But it's one of those, it's just like, no, how would you not be for Doge? If they overshoot, fine. We'll add it back in later when you hear some of these stories, and we got one of those for you.
And coming up in a story that is less shocking than anything I've ever heard, Americans' trust in mainstream media is at its lowest point in over 50 years.
I gasped and clutched my pearls. That is coming up next.
Hey, it's Armstrong and Getty here. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world.
For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace.
With Simply Safe, confidence is just a button press away. And it's more than home security. It's the freedom to focus on what matters most.
Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind every day.
And their award-winning system includes groundbreaking features like Active Guard outdoor protection, where live monitoring agents use AI-powered cameras to spot and engage threats.
And right now, Simply Safe is offering 50% off a new system with professional monitoring.
Their 60-day risk-free trial means you can experience how Simply Safe fits into your life worry-free.
Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and get your first month free.
That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance.
To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. When I started the brand, I wanted to make the perfect-fitting untucked shirt. And over the years, we changed the way guys think about how they dress. The secret was our obsession over fabric quality, listening to what our customers wanted, and making everything fit perfectly. Our fit team has mastered pants, polos, sports coats, and more. So we've got you covered from head to toe. Try what millions of guys already know and love. Shop today at Untuckit.com or our 80-plus stores worldwide.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Maybe you'd see a movie by yourself, take a rejuvenating nap, curl up with a good book, or catch up with an old friend. Or maybe you just enjoy doing nothing for once. The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you so that you can make it a priority. And therapy can help you figure that out. A therapist can guide you through the process of defining your values and understanding your priorities, so you know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So there you go. Another 2 hours, we'll never get back. I would like to apologize to our audience for making them watch it. That's time you all could have spent with your family not eating eggs. In the end, Trump's first address to Congress was much like his first 6 weeks, filled with useful lies and applauded by useless idiots.
Wow. Stephen Colbert there, fine Stevie boy.
Making now no attempt, though, to, you know, court half at least the country who doesn't feel that way.
At least half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's entertainment, obviously, allegedly. It's an attempt at entertainment, okay? That's not the news media per se, but some of that cultural juice is absolutely all over the news media, too. And not shockingly, recent Gallup survey on Americans' trust in news media revealed we don't. Although some of the numbers behind the numbers, and I'm not kidding, are really, really interesting. But they go through a little historical perspective. In 1972, 68% trusted the media, either a great deal or a fair amount. 68%.
In what year?
1972.
72.
Hit an all-time high of 72% in 1976.
Wow, post-Watergate.
Well, yeah, in the wake of Watergate. And honestly, you know, the pretty good investigative journalism that was done through that. And then the Ford v. Carter election. But that was the high watermark, 72% in 1976. Fast forward to the year 2000, we're down to 51%. 4 years later, 44%. Then it waffled a little bit, but listen to the last several years. In 2018, it was 45% trusted the mainstream media a lot or some.
Okay, that's because you're a liberal and you like hearing what you want to hear, because it makes it ridiculous.
40% in 2020, 36% in 2021, 34% a year later, 32% a year later, and 31% last year. Joe Biden's last year in office, which was the best version of Joe Biden ever, and if you don't believe it, F you, or whatever.
Well, so the numbers are below that, you know, the chunk that's going to vote for a Democratic president. So they don't even like what they're getting fed, like at least 10% of people.
Yeah, roughly. Although, don't forget that we have independents as well. But anyway, it is ticking down, 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 and to just rubbish level. Whereas
well earned.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. Yeah, we don't even need to explain why. Although the mummy being perfectly fit for office, then the minute he's out of office, the Jake Tappers of the world rushing to say, do you guys want to know the truth? He was old and senile all along. Oh, thanks, Jake. Anyway, whereas about a third of U.S. adults say they have no trust at all in the mass media, 60% of Republicans hold that view, a view that saw a particularly sharp increase between 2015 and 2017. Funny, I can't think of a single thing that happened during that period that would erode trust in media, other than the Russian collusion hoax. Lack of trust is also up sharply among independents. It's now 42%, while it continues to be low, 6% this year among Democrats.
Wow.
So it's 60% of Republicans, 42% of independents, and 6% among Democrats. If I were to characterize those numbers, I would say that Democrats are seven times more gullible or ideological than even independents. Gallup also found that younger generations are less trusting of the mass media as well. That's good.
I don't watch the news.
Good job.
Oh, son, good decision. People younger than 50 are much less trusting in the news media than people aged 50 and older, particularly the oldest Americans.
Tough, though. I mean, these numbers are tough to, I mean, on one hand, I'm very happy that more people have realized that mainstream media is often spinning things at best and flat out lying to you at worst. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, the fact that people are then going to even more distorted news sources and leaving mainstream media is not helpful.
No, that's a really interesting point. And where people have gone or what they've done with their mistrust is a great, great question.
That's not entirely true, what I just said. I mean, there's a lot of people going to the Dispatch or the various Substack writers and stuff like that. They're doing a really good job of trying to call balls and strikes regardless of their ideology.
Or they come here, duh.
But they're not, it's not, you know, as big as, I mean, I could name a lot of different things, whether it's Tucker Carlson on the right side of things or whoever on the left side of things, getting a lot of earballs.
Yep, for better and worse.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatment, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train. And take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.